Only smart people get up early enough to listen to the Francine Marie Show. So thanks for listening, smarty pants.
Oi, Billy! Oscar! Dave! Get up! Francine Marie Show's on!
Good morning. Thanks for joining us. It's Financial Literacy Month, and you know our new best friend is back with us. It's Joyce Palmer, Managing Partner and CEO of JP Financial Group, LLC, right here in Charlotte, North Carolina. Good morning, Joyce.
Good morning, Francine.
You're the woman who has the money language. You've got the education component, and you work with a lot with women, but men are the allies as well.
We like men too.
We like men too.
That's right.
Money is tied to the first experience we had with money.
Yeah.
Where does it begin? Yeah.
Financial literacy, first of all, starts with the psychology of money. How do we learn about money? What's our beliefs about money? How do we grow up as it pertains to money? So some of us may have grown up where money was readily available and it was a tool and we got it easily, spent it easily. And so money was just part of our DNA. But unfortunately, a lot of us did not have that beginning experience with money. It was more of a scarcity mentality, or money doesn't grow on trees, or, you know what I'm saying? So it's those kind of beliefs and those kind of principles that we heard and grew up around that has a direct impact on how we deal with money, even as an adult, you know? It may have been something we heard when we was a little person.
Because mommy and daddy or auntie or uncle, whoever raised us,
right,
kind of picked up their traits, their habits.
Yeah, exactly. I remember distinctly money was not something we talked about on a day-to-day basis. Didn't know we were broke. We didn't know we were poor, rather. It was like we had food, we had clothes. But we also knew that our parents kind of get stressed if we start talking about too much about money. And if I heard it 100 times, I heard 1,000, money don't grow on trees, you know? So I'm thinking, okay, where does it grow? Where does it come from? Either can have a really positive impact on how we handle our finances, or it can have a negative impact on how we handle our finances.
And as we grow up, do we pick a spouse or partner with the same money philosophy? Because that's how marriages break up, right?
Yes. They say, you know, one of the number one reasons for divorce is finances and money. And so if you grew up where money was abundant and you just spent it and easy come, easy go, and you marry someone who has a scarcity mentality and saving and being thrifty, that would literally drive them crazy seeing you just go through money. And they're thinking, oh my God, are you crazy? We may not get this money back. So you can't just spend it like that. So having the same DNA when it comes to that, I think is important, or at least having the ability to talk about it, to say, okay, you know what? We look at money differently. Let's kind of iron out how we're going to do this thing together. 7 is a lucky number, what I call the fundamental financial principles. So when you think of financial literacy, I think of the ABCs or the basics. So there are 7 principles that if you can manage those 7, you'll have a good command, if you will, of finances or financial literacy. You'll be literate, if you will.
We learn about these 7 fundamental principles after we get out of school. Why is it that we don't learn it in school?
Yeah, unfortunately, we don't learn a lot of them in school. I will give some credit now. I think we're starting to realize the importance of it more. So there are programs popping up now, like Financial Literacy Month talks about it. And I think they even include some of that in school now. But I know growing up in school, I didn't. I figured all of this stuff out when I started college and I started working and started having my own bills. And it's like, whoa, wait a minute. So I think there's something I got to understand about money here.
Establishing credit. That's like, oh gosh, yes. Those 2 words, establishing credit.
Yes.
When you tell an 18-year-old that and they have a credit card company that's going to give them a free blender down the road, they're going to go for that credit card and take their friends out. I got to get tennis shoes. You know, it's just like we hit the jackpot overnight, but we didn't. We didn't.
That's right. I mean, in college, that's exactly what happened. I hope they don't do that still. When I was in school, I remember, you know, freshman year, not having a job and going to the student building and lined up, JCPenney's, Visa, all of them lined up. And you get a boom box, you can get a toaster, you get this, just fill out a credit card. So I'm like, I went down and got all of them. Okay, cool. This is great. Awesome. No instructions and no income. How did I do that? First is budget. Budget is one. So I always say, girls, get your cash flow straight. Got to have your cash flow straight. Principle, but it's not always easy. You have to spend less than what you make, believe it or not.
And that is the trick. It's not a trick. It's a principle.
It's right? A principle. Yeah.
This has always been baffling to me. Good debt, bad debt. There's good debt.
Yeah, there is. So all debt's not bad debt. For the most part, you want to stay away from debt. But if you establish good credit, for one, you can leverage your credit and it allows you to get some things like good debt, like a mortgage, a home, property. That's a good debt. But understanding the difference between the good debt and the bad debt, the car is not a good debt. The credit card is not a good debt. So those are examples of bad debts, but a mortgage or a property is a good debt.
Okay. I wanted to go back to debt and relationships. So if we fall in love, okay, I'm talking to you as a mommy.
That's right.
Mother, I've fallen in love with this amazing man and his credit is crap.
Not good.
And I think we're going to get married.
Oh, no, not good. And I tell some of my single clients that now we've spent a lot of time getting your financial picture straight. You've got a plan. You got a retirement plan. You've got a cash flow straight. And so now when Prince Charming comes and you meet him and you're getting ready to get married, we're going to have to bring him in here and check out his finances first. That's right on top of the list. You know, his health, his wallet. We need to check him out first because we might have to make some provisions. Not saying you can't still marry them because love is more important, of course, but we may have to make some provisions.
Oh, what is that called when you get married, but you've got to sign this? It's not an NDA. What is
it? A prenup?
Yes.
Yeah.
Should we say yes to the prenup? Yeah. I mean, both ways. Because women.
Yeah. Absolutely.
But yeah, if you're just now tuning in, we've got our best friend back. She's amazing. And she's here right on time, like she always is. It's Joyce Palmer, our managing partner and CEO of JP Financial Group, LLC. It's Financial Literacy Month, and Joyce Palmer is giving it to us. So ladies, I know, men, I know, I get it. We need more money, but sometimes we're low income earners. So when we get to retirement age, what happens, Joyce? Because Joyce wrote a book. She co-wrote a book. It's called Don't Go Broke in a Nursing Home.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the worst time to go broke?
That's the worst time to go broke. It's the worst way to also. I mean, unfortunately, the longer you live, the more likely you're going to experience a long-term care event. And long-term care is real. I mean, if this pandemic has not taught us anything, it's taught us that one, tomorrow's not promised. And two, you can be completely healthy today and literally on your deathbed tomorrow. And it doesn't, long-term care is not just for old people anymore. It used to be, you know, my mother was 89, my grandmother was 104. So you talked about long-term care when people got old. Now, I mean,
you disability?
Can be, you can be young and have a long-term care event.
Okay.
COVID, that's a long-term care event.
Yeah, I don't think we've seen the aftermath yet.
Yeah, really okay. It is.
Okay, we talked about some credit and establishing it. Let's get a drum roll for the insurance.
Yeah, that's principle number three. Insurance is like the foundation of any financial plan. It's a transfer of risk. So basically, insurance transfers that risk or that exposure to the company. It's been around for over 100 years. But it's also probably one of the most, I would say, misunderstood and underutilized financial products, because most individuals either totally don't get what insurance can do on multiple ways you can use it, or they don't understand how to maximize insurance. So insurance is definitely one of those financial principles.
There's different insurance plans.
Right. There are different types of insurance. Insurance can be used for different reasons. I mean, of course, you have your health insurance and just insurance in general, auto insurance, homeowners insurance. Any type of insurance is transferring the risk. So if you get auto insurance, you're transferring the risk that if you get out here and you speed down the road and bang up somebody's car and you can't afford to pay for it, your insurance company will step in and pay for it. But life insurance is the one that's probably the most misunderstood. People get, I need auto insurance, I need homeowners, but do I need life insurance? I don't want to leave anything for somebody else. It's really misunderstood. It really is.
Because we can send our kids to college on that insurance plan. Well, it depends on the plan, right?
Right. Depends on what type of insurance you have. It's a huge component to a financial plan. I mean, we use it helping to hedge off taxes. It's tax efficient. We use it for college funding. We use it for replacing a loss of income. We use it for long-term care. So insurance, multiple uses for it in your plan.
What's the best time to get these life insurance policies? You know, when as soon as we have a baby, they're
that's
like,
right. here's not when you're unhealthy and you're on your deathbed. That's not when you want to get it. Can I get insurance now? I think they're going to check me out next week. No, it's not going to work.
Yeah, because you have to go through some things to get some insurance these days. They're not just giving it out anymore.
Right. That's right.
We can call insurance almost an investment, though, right?
It can be. Yeah, it can be.
Okay. Yeah. How do we win with these investments? Because so-and-so's stock is down. I'm going to go buy a bunch of it. Or so-and-so says he's going to make us rich.
That's right.
Everybody's got a promise.
Exactly. So another principle is investments. My rule is you have to be in it to win it. If you're not participating in your 401k, if you're not investing in the market and the market goes up, well, you can't participate in the winnings, right? So you have to be in it to win it. So where the fear comes in, though, is people not understanding the investment game. So they get in and they lose money, or they pull their money out at the wrong time, or they see the market drop and they, you know, panic and freak out. So you got to be in it to win it, but you also have to understand the investment game, just like playing a board game. You know, we used to play Monopoly. Monopoly was like my favorite. But the first time I played it, I played with my older cousins and they knew the rules of the game. They knew which properties to get, right? They knew what the railroads did. I didn't know. I'm just, you know, I'm 9 and they're like 15. So they are bullying me through the game and I'm losing left and right. But once I figured out the rules, I became a Monopoly queen.
And it continued on to your JP Financial Group LLC.
Yes.
So you liked it that much. So help us fall in love with the idea of a spending plan.
I use a spending plan versus budget, right? Because when you say budget, it means restrictions. So you're telling me I can't do something. I can't buy something. So the psychology, again, money and psychology, my psychology says, well, if you're telling me I can't do something, then you're trying to restrict me. Then what do I want to do? I'm going to go out and do it, doggone it, because you told me I can't do it. I'm going to buy that purse because you told me I couldn't do it. I work every day. This is my money. I'm going to do it. But if you reverse the wording and you say we're going to have a spending plan so you can spend as much as you want, you're liberated. You can spend all you want after we take care of the fundamentals, food, clothes, shelter, insurance, savings. Now what's left you can spend. So I just liberated myself.
Joyce, she talks the talk but walks the walk in her heels. So you find your budget for your heels, your shoes.
That's right. Because if you tell me I can't buy my shoes, oh no, that's not good. But if you say I can buy all the shoes I want after I pay my mortgage, pay my utilities, pay my insurance, gas, clothes, put my savings away for my retirement, right? Take care of my health insurance, my long-term care. And now what's left, I can buy my shoes.
There you go. It's as simple as that. Oh, I mean, this is important too. And the money's important, but those shredding documents, our money documents, you're having your annual event, April 23rd.
Yes. Yes. It's back. Woo. It's so excited. It's back and it's bigger and better this year. So every year we do an annual shred event. It's free. It's free, 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 free. Come out and get your documents shredded. These are important documents that you should not put in the trash that has your name, your address, your social, your children's name on it. It's April 23rd. And this year we're doing it bigger and better. We're going to be in the park, Reedy Creek Park, doing it in the park this year, Reedy Creek Park from 9 to 12. Definitely don't want to miss it. It's a free event, but as a community, we are asking and encouraging you to make a donation as we are supporting two major, major, wonderful nonprofits in our community. FACET, Faith in Action Community Educational Transitional Services, which supports women that are homeless, that are making their transition. We just celebrated their 15th annual Legends Luncheon a couple of weeks ago, and Miss Francine was there, would drop the mic. So that's one of the nonprofits that we support. The other one is the Charlotte Post Foundation. Charlotte Post is the voice of the African-American community. The Post has been around for over 100 years, but the foundation supports children that are at risk. They have a reading literacy program for children that are at risk. They also recognize the top African-American seniors with scholarships for college. So we are excited to support of the Charlotte Post Foundation. That's the other one. And they're coming up on their 25th anniversary in October. So it's huge.
Wow. Shout out to both. I mean, everything that you do ties in to something good at the end, right? It's a great end result. Right. Helping women in transition, helping kids that are vulnerable in this world, you know, when it comes to ranked, what, 50 out of 50, if you broke when you're born here, you're going to be broke when you die here.
It's good.
So, I know you see that. So we got to come out April 23rd. It starts at 9 a.m. To 12 noon, a shredded party at Reedy Creek Park. Well, we're going to call it the Reedy Creek Party.
Reedy Creek Party. Party in the park. Oh, yeah.
It's fun. It's free. And I know you're going to have some beats playing in the background.
Oh, yeah. We got the best DJ in town. We got SGL Production. Man, they're going to play some old school, some new school. So we're going to have the DJ. We're going to have food. We're going to have vendors. So there's vendor opportunities still available to come and show your stuff, all for a good cause. Like I said, we're shredding those documents and we're asking for donations for those two nonprofits to help them do the work they do in a community.
It's back and you're doing it bigger, bigger, bigger. Cause I know COVID kind of made us do a little something, something. Now we're doing a big something, something.
Yeah.
I love, what's the best website we can keep up with you? Because you do a lot of events in the community. I know you're at some university speaking. So you speak to the young, the middle-aged, and the seasoned.
We're getting ready to get back in person. Most of the things we've been doing lately has been virtual and Zoom webinars. But you can certainly go to our website, www.jpfinancialgroupllc.com. Calendar of events coming up on there. We also have Proactive Women podcasts, so you can listen to us there. And of course, I always love just phone calls. I'm old school. Call me.
Call me now. That's what's the best phone number, or should we just email you first?
Well, you can call me 704-543-6269.
I'm going to keep asking for more information from you, Joyce Palmer, with JP Financial Group, LLC, because you're the calm voice of reason when it comes to money.
Yes.
That's all I can say. And if we can get a copy of that book somehow, some way, Don't Go Broke in a Nursing Home.
Yes.
That's real. And I don't know if you have a horrible story to tell about someone, because a lot of those stories go underground, because we don't want people to know that we are literally flat out broke.
When I wrote that book, I co-authored it with another advisor, and the research was just amazing. How many people literally, you know, work 30, 40 years and unfortunately get ill, you know, just do the aging process. And in North Carolina, to be eligible for any type of state plan, you have to spend down your assets to $2,000. So if you have a, you know, work 30, 40 years and you have just enough to kind of make you through, but now in order to get any type of support from the state, if you have a long-term care event, you have to spend that money down to $2,000. That's crazy. You know, you really don't realize that most people, a lot of people, are just one long-term care event away from being broke.
Broke. And if we don't have kids, or if we do have kids, will they really take care of us? I don't know. Hey, kids, sign a contract. Take care of mom and dad.
That's right. I mean, unfortunately, kids aren't just the way they used to be. I mean, we grew up in the era we took care of our parents. It was just understood you did that. But nowadays, I don't know if kids get it that way. I don't know if they have the capacity. They may not have the capacity. They may want to, but I got to go to work and I got, you know, family. I can't take off and take care of mom and change diapers. And it can be a really emotional, and it's not pretty. It's not pretty.
I swear I'm going to let you go. All your life, you're like, this is what I've worked for. I've got morals. I've got principles. I follow the rules. And I ended up here. It's not fair, but thank you for being on our side and warning us. It is a warning.
It is.
Get your finances straight, girl. What did you say?
Girls, get your cash flow straight.
And girls, don't forget about that little envelope under the mattress or the lingerie drawer. Don't forget.
That's right. The secret stash.
Because you might need to flee in the middle of the night for any reason.
That's right. Keep your secret stash.
All right. And we're going to meet Joyce April 23rd, 9 to 12 p.m. at Reedy Creek Park. We're having a party, a shredded party. So we can go right now. JPFinancialGroupLLC.com. I want to thank you as always. Are there any closing remarks from our fabulous financial advisor with JP Financial Group?
Francine, you're awesome and amazing.
Thank you. Awesome. I take that.
You can take that to the bank. You are truly awesome and amazing.
Awesome. Because you know what? You can't buy confidence, can you?
That's right.
Tell the partners, hey.
I will.
All right, we're going to take a short break. But guess what? We're coming right back.
You're listening to the Francine Marie Show. We're popping out for a quick cup of tea, but we'll be right back.
This is my jam and jelly, y'all, on the Francine Marie Show. Spread that show out, girl. Spread it out.
Please do not harm us. We have come to your planet for one thing. The Francine Marie Show. It's the only content we can digest.